Okay, good evening to everybody. We would like to discuss this evening the topic of the bracha on pizza. This is a very contentious topic, a very hotly debated topic, a spicy topic, no pun intended, and a saucy topic as well. People get very worked up, excited. What bracha is it? A motzi? Is it mizonos? One slice, two slices, three slices, eat a pie. How many slices do you have to eat to make the bracha of a motzi? Do you have to make a motzi? Does it depend on the type of pizza, on the type of batter that's used, the type of dough that's used, etc., etc., etc.? In order to better appreciate this topic, which is often misunderstood and often curious to people in the ear, one slice, yes, two slices, no, three slices, maybe, I'd like to go back to the source and work our way through the topic, as we always try to do, from the root of the sugya, in order to appreciate the contemporary psak halacha and the position of halachic sizes contemporarily. Of course, pizza is a relatively new dish. There was no pizza in Talmudic times. The Tanaim and Amoraim were not eating pizza for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And, you know, they were eating bread. We now, today, have created something called pizza. I think pizza was originally a French dish, possibly. And it has become a most popular item anywhere you go, not only for children, but in any country, in every venue, in every age group enjoys a slice or two of pizza. So let's try to work this through. You're all familiar that bread requires the bracha of hamotzi. The reason why bread requires the bracha called hamotzi lechem in aretz, now that bracha is recited even if you only to taste a little bit of bread, if you want a little crumb, crumbs worth of bread, you're going to have to make hamotzi. Now, the only time you're going to bench after you eat bread is if you have a kezayis worth, an olive's worth of bread. But the reason that the bracha of hamotzi is made on bread is because it's a staple food. It satiates you. V'chalta v'savata v'irachta. That's when we bench, when a person is satiated. Bread is a satiating food. It's a staple item. It's a food that is eaten at the beginning of the meal. It's used as a mainstay in any and every meal, and other foods are often considered to be come as complementing the bread. And that's why bread is always the opener. It's the first thing that you eat, and other things are eaten along with bread. Sometimes you'll dip your bread in something, but bread is really a staple item, and for that reason requires the bracha of hamotzi. And again, you're even going to bench as long as you eat a kezayis worth of bread. The discussion that is under our area and under our purview this evening is other forms and types of bread. When you're not eating a regular old piece of white bread or dark bread or brown bread or rye bread, when you're eating another form of flour and water where the bread itself is not intended to satiate you completely, where the bread itself is not considered to be the mainstay of the meal, the question is, will that type and that form of bread require the bracha of hamotzi? This is what Chazal referred to as pas haba'a bekisnin. Pas is bread. And the latter two words, haba'a bekisnin, is subject to a major machlokas rishonim, and the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Samaches in the second section of Orachayim in Hilchos Brachos, specifically in Hilchos Petzias HaPas, debates what that term is. Pas haba'a bekisnin. There are three definitions in halacha as to what exactly pas haba'a bekisnin is. We are machmir. We understand that each and every single definition is considered to be under the rubric of pas haba'a bekisnin, and this type of bread is not going to require hamotzi. Now, as opposed to regular bread, which is satiating, which is the mainstay of the meal, these types and these forms of bread are not considered to be the mainstay of the meal. Let's talk about these different types of bread. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Samaches, the design says, pas haba'a bekisnin, mevarech alav bari min mezonos. It's not going to get a bracha of hamotzi, it's going to get the bracha of bari min mezonos. Ula'achara bracha achas min shosh, and it's going to get the bracha achrona of an alamechia. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, the big million-dollar question is what is pas haba'a bekisnin? So that the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Zayin gives us three definitions. The first definition is the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel, the Aruch, the Tur, and the Rashba, that say, pas she'osui kimin kisim. Pas haba'a bekisnin comes from the word kis. A kis is a pocket. Shemimalim osam dvash o sukar ve'egozim ushkedim o tavlin. The bread that does not require hamotzi and that's only going to receive mizonos is bread that's made in a pocket. And inside of this pocket, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about filling it with honey, with sugar, with nuts, with different types of nuts, and different types of tavlinim, which are spices. So contemporarily, we might be talking about something like a frankfurter, a mini Franks and Blanks is a piece of bread, it's dough and water, and in the middle is a little piece of meat. It could be a knish, could be considered to be a fall under the this category of Passababekistan. A pie might even fall under this category. If you have a regular flour and water dough that you would use theoretically to make challah, but you'd also make it to make a pie, and inside of the dough is a lemon or is a cherry filling. Anything that bread is made, and on the inside you fill it with different types of spices or different types of additives or even something more significant, that all is going to fall under the category of Passababekistan. And on these puffed pastries, for example, that have a filling, on a blint, on any of the types of breads that have a filling on the inside, on those types of things, you only receive a baracha, a barbi mizonos. For a knish, you get a mizonos. On a blint, you'll make a barbi mizonos. On a cherry pie, you'll make a barbi mizonos. On a lemon pie, you're going to make a barbi mizonos. On a franken bun, you're going to make a barbi mizonos. So that's what we refer to as the first category of pas. Hababi kisnin, kisnin. Milashon kiss from a pocket, and any bread that has a pocket or that avails itself to place some type of significant additive into the bread itself is not going to receive the bracha of hamotzi and the after bracha of benching, a bracha of mazon, but rather it's only going to get a bar mina mezonos and an alamecha. I would refer to this type of bracha as the mainstay of the bread is something else. I mean, there's a significant additive inside of the bread that's not going to require the motzi lechem min ha'aretz. That's the first definition. There is, however, a second definition, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch in the very same sif quotes from the Rambam, the third chapter of Hilchos Brachos. V'yesh omrim she'isa she'era v'dvash o shemen o chalav o minei tavlin v'afa. This is not talking about what you place inside of the bread. It's not a different composition, a different makeup of bread. Rather, it's a different taste, flavor. It's not just flour and water, but it's rather flour that's mixed with some type of juice, or it's a honey-baked dough, or you've added a significant amount of oil or milk to the item, and then it changes it from simply being bread, flour and water, and it becomes now a texture and a mixture of a dough that has a sweet taste to it. On that type of bread, you can make a bar mina mizonos. The simplest contemporary example of this is cake, any type of cake, a honey cake, a chocolate cake. All the dough is the same, but because the composition of the flour and water has been changed and has been significantly altered as a result of what you put into the dough, it's no longer just flour and water, which makes a regular old bread, white bread, rye bread, or any of the breads of the five grains that we eat. In this particular circumstance, it's now a cake. Cake receives a bar mina mizonos and an alamechia, and it does not receive a bracha of hamotzi and an after bracha brachas hamotzi because it's called pas haba bekissen. That's the second definition of pas haba bekissen. There is even a third definition. This is Mechaber again quotes from earlier sources from Rav Haigon and other gonim. This is it's only flour and water. You didn't add anything. There's no additives. You didn't put any pie filling. You didn't change the texture of it or by adding a different flavor into the flour and water. But rather, it's what you've done is it's become hardened. The flour and water, typically in a bread is soft. And it's not so hard. Even a bagel, you can bite into a bagel, or the average piece of bread can be bitten into. Here what we're talking about is a cracker, or a significantly altered pretzel even, where the flour and water is no longer made into a bread as a soft piece, but rather it's been hardened. And when you harden something to such an extent, no longer is it considered to be bread that requires a hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz and a birchas hamazon, but it changes its status as a result of the flake, as a result of the texture. So you could have the first definition would be you're changing the composition of it, you're changing the flavor of it, and here you're changing the texture. So those are three different forms of bread that, although they are only flour and water, but because number one you had put in an additive, that's in case number one. Passover bekissen is a pocket. There's a hole that you've added something significant to it, the hot dogs or the pie filling or the blintz or the knish. That's definition number one. Definition number two is you've changed the flavor of the flour and water, that it's significantly altered enough that it's now become cake or a totally different taste. That's number two. And definition number three is nothing to do with the composition, nothing to do with the flavor, but rather has to do with the texture. The texture has been so altered that it's no longer bread. It's a pretzel. It's a cracker. It's a hard Melba toast. On something like that, you're only going to make a bari min mizonos. So how do we pass them? The Chabad concludes, based on the Beis Yosef, halacha kedivrei kulam. Each of those three are considered to be bari min mizonos. They're all called pasa babikisnin. Shilchol eilu advarim. For each of these cases that we have just mentioned above, nosim lehem dinim she'amarnu bepasa babikisnin, you're always going to make a barcha bari min mizonos, and you're only going to make an alaneches. So those are our three definitions of pasa babikisnin. It will only receive the bracha barmi mizonos, and it will always receive the after bracha of alamichya. Benching is out, and hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz is out. However, there is a caveat to all of this, and this is mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch as well, in the above Simen Kaf Samaches of Zayin, and the Shulchan Aruch says that the reason, the fundamental common denominator between each of these three cases, although there is a difference between the texture, the composition, and the taste, the common denominator between all three of those, as opposed to bread, is that bread is a staple food. It's considered to be a meal. Either you'll just eat the bread, or you'll eat the bread with the rest of your meal. Here, if you're talking about a filling, or if you're talking about a hardened biscuit, or a piece of a cracker, or if you're talking about the middle definition, where the taste of the cake has been changed, those are snack foods. Those aren't considered to be mainstays of your meal. And the common denominator between each of these concepts of pasta babikisnin, because the texture, the composition, the flavor has been so altered, you can no longer even tell that it's bread. It's a piece of cake. You can't tell that it's a piece of bread. It's a pretzel. You can't tell that it's a piece of bread. It's a knish. It's not bread. So therefore, you're not going to make the bracha of a motzi. It's only going to be mizon. Therefore, that's why each of these three are never going to require the bracha of a motzi and will not require the after bracha of berachas hamotzi. However, the Shulchan Aruch does mention is if you have enough of a meal and you turn your pasa babikisnin into a meal itself, then you will have to make a motzi. If you eat enough a pie, if you eat enough of those hot dogs, if you eat enough of those crackers, or if you eat enough of the cake, the Shulchan Aruch says that that's called kviyas suda. And once you're kviyas suda, you make the pasa babikisnin into a bona fide meal. At this point, it now reverts back to bread. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is that as follows. If you eat enough of the pasa babikisnin that we have just mentioned, each of those three categories, even though you're not completely satisfied, at that point, you can make the bracha of hamotzi and birchas hamazon. As says the Shulchan Aruch, at that point, once you've eaten enough, and that's considered to be a kviyas suda, at that point, you're always going to make the bracha of birchas hamazon. It's this point which is controversial in the poskim. What do we consider a meal? What's considered to be a meal that everybody eats, of pretzels, of biscuits, of pie, of a meat pie, or of any of these items that it's going to require you to bench? And does that mean if I eat an entire bag of pretzels, I'm going to have to wash and bench? Does it mean if I have 10 Franks and blankets at the hors d'oeuvres before a wedding that I'm going to have to bench? Does it mean that if I'm at a kiddush and I have Stacy's pizza chips along with dipping them into the hummus, and along with that I have three pieces of cake from Sunflower Bakery, and I also at the same time have some cholent, am I going to have to wash before the kiddush? What is the definition of kviyas suda? So this is a big machlokas in the poskim, the Mishnah Brura, and his commentary seems to indicate that the majority opinion is that kviyas suda means the amount that most people would eat in order to make it into a meal. That means if you're eating enough of any of the three categories that we've just discussed, if you're eating 6 or 7 pieces of cake, and that ordinarily would be enough of a meal, that point one would have to consider washing and benching. So if you place the cake, or if you place the pie, or if you place the chips or the crackers or the Melba toast in place of bread, and for dinner instead of washing, you're going to have Melba toast as your mainstay of the meal. So the Shulchan Aruch in that case explains, Mishnah Brura understands that at that point that's considered to be a meal and you're going to have to wash. Now, this is true whether you eat bread plain or whether you have bread with another meal. The same thing is true here. If you're only eating Melba toast, if you're only eating the Stacy's chips, if you're only eating the pita chips, alone, if you have enough of them that would be considered that you would have that as a meal in and of itself, then you'll have to wash and bench. And the same thing is true when it comes to having these, any of these three items with a meal as well. How does this relate to pizza? Now, if you take a look at the composition of pizza, at first glance, it doesn't seem to fall into any of the three categories that we've just discussed. Pizza is not stuffed. It's a flat piece of bread that's baked in the oven. On top of it, you put cheese, and then you put the sauce. So first you put the sauce, and then the cheese. It doesn't seem to fall into either of the three categories that we've discussed. It's not stuffed. It's not a pocket. A calzone, you would consider it to be a pocket. It's a piece of bread, and into the calzone, you put cheese. Into the calzone, you'll put a broccoli, or you'll put pasta sauce, or whatever, or tomato sauce, or any type of vegetable calzone. That you would consider to be under the category of kiss. But a pizza is not that. The texture of the pizza, the composition of the pizza isn't hard, so it has not considered to be toast. It's not considered to be a cracker. The only thing that one could argue is that if the sauce and the makeup of the dough is made with a very, very flavor type of sauce, a flavor type of juice, maybe the batter and the dough itself is considered to be closer to cake. And at that time, one could argue that it's considered to be pasta baba kisna. If you take a look in different pizza stores, so different pizza stores, certainly in Israel, sometimes they'll say the bracha is barim mina mizanos. Now, why do they say the bracha is barim mina mizanos? So in the famous store in Yerushalayim, Uri's Pizza, they say Birchaso Birim Mizanos because they make the pizza with a juice sauce. It's not made with flour and water, but the composition of the pizza, the makeup of the dough, is made with like an apple juice and a dough together. There's no water. So at that point, the poskim understand that if it's just made of juice and flour as opposed to water and flour, then it falls under the second category. It's similar to a cake. What people don't recognize is what the Mechaber says. If you're koveya suuda, if you make it into a meal, it doesn't make a difference if it's with juice as opposed to water because now you made it into a meal. The real big question that we have to decide and decipher and see how the post can deal with is how much pizza is considered to be a meal because that's our real question. If we've decided that it's pasa baba kisnin and it falls into one of the three categories, well, you still have to keep in mind that if you're koveya suuda, if you eat enough of a meal, you're going to have to wash and you're going to have to bench. At first glance, as I described to you, it does not seem that pizza falls into any of the three categories, as we've just mentioned. But if you do argue that it does fall into one of the three categories, even if one argues that it's considered to be like the first category, that's a kiss because it's bread, and on top of the bread you put sauce and you put cheese, nonetheless, if you're going to have enough pizza, as the Mishnah Berurah says, you're going to have to wash and bench. So what is considered to be sufficient to not wash and just make a barim mina mizanos, and what's considered enough that you're going to have to wash and make a berachas hamazon? This question has been discussed. There's very little actually written about the topic in terms of tshuvos. You do see in some of the shorthand contemporary Sifrei Halacha quoting great halachic authorities of the last generation as to what their opinion was. The common denominator between many of the poskim seems to be that it depends. It depends on the country, the place of origin, the state, the city that you live in. If you live in a town or a country where pizza is a snack food, and in between breakfast and lunch, or in between lunch and dinner, you're going to pop into the pizza store and pick up a slice of pizza just to, tide you over till your main meal, no different than crackers or popcorn or pizza or whatever it is, and pizza goes along with being a snack food, and it's just saving, it's helping you get through the rest of the day because you ate lunch at 12 and you're not going to have supper till 8, so you pop into the pizza store to grab the slice, and, dinner's not till 8, so at that point, you call that a snack, and likelihood would be that if you don't eat enough of it, one slice would be barim mina mizanos. And for that reason, that many poskim say that one slice is considered to be a snack if you're eating it as a snack, and then you'll make a bracha barim mina mizanos. It's hard to understand that if a person walks into a pizza store and he makes the meal into a meal, and you're going out for lunch or dinner, and you're having pizza with the whole family, it's hard for me to understand that you would call that a snack. I mean, that's a meal. You call, let's go to pizza for lunch, let's go to pizza for dinner. And that becomes a meal. And at that point, whether or not you're eating enough of it or not enough of it, whatever the category, the definition is, at that point you're going to have to wash and you're going to have to bench, in my humble opinion. The argument against that would only be that you didn't eat enough. So what's enough and what's not enough? So many poskim seem to indicate there's a difference between one slice of pizza and two slices of pizza. One slice of pizza across the board is always a snack. Once you're having two slices of pizza, at that point is considered to be a meal. And once you're having a meal, at that point you should wash. It might also depend on who you are. Some people, two slices is a snack. Some people, four slices is a snack. And some people, till they eat a pie, that's not considered to be enough. So it could be, depends upon who you are. Maybe for a child, one slice is a meal. Maybe for an adult, three slices is not a meal. So it very much depends who you are. It depends on the place of origin. It depends on the country that you're in. It could be in France, when you're walking the streets, you'll pop in and you'll get a soda. And you'll have a pizza along with it as a snack. Now, what you do have to understand is if you're sitting down having a piece of pizza, and along with it you're having fries, and you're having a salad, then at that point you have to say to yourself, it could be that I've eaten enough, and that itself is considered to be a meal. Because as we described before, if you take pizza and you eat pizza, and as opposed to eating a piece of bread, so look at the pizza as a piece of bread. Now, along with the bread, you're having a salad, you're having a drink, and maybe you're having a knish with it. At that point, the bread takes over as the mainstay of the meal, and everything else sort of falls along with the main aspect, the main course, and then everything would follow along and be considered to be a hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. So just to summarize, we have discussed the concept of the pasaba b'kisnin. Pasaba b'kisnin is bread that's not eaten as a mainstay of the meal. We've mentioned that there are three different definitions of pasaba b'kisnin. There is a kiss, that means if the bread is filled with something, a frankfurter, a calzone, a knish, a franks and blanks, anything like that would be a mizonos and an alamecha. If you eat enough of it, if you eat enough franks and blanks, you're going to eat 20 franks and blanks. At that point, you're going to have to bench because you've made that into a meal. Sometimes you could go home for dinner and, you know, there's nothing in the fridge, and you'll take out the franks and blanks from your freezer, and that's your supper. If you're going to have enough of those and that's becoming your meal, you're going to have to wash and bench. The second definition is cake, where the texture of the dough has been completely altered. If you're going to have enough cake, if you're going to have a lot of cake, and this is a question. If for breakfast a person is having a cup of coffee and a very, very large Danish, and that might be considered a meal. This is another topic which is hotly debated. I am not familiar with many poskim who say practically that if a person is having a coffee and three Danishes for breakfast, you know, you're at a conference, whatever it is, and they're serving Danishes for breakfast, and they're really good, you like the lemon or the strawberry or whatever it is, and you're going to have eight of them, you could argue, and some do, that at that point you'd have to wash and bench. It's hard to argue that, but there is room to say such a thing. The third definition is a hardened piece of bread, where the melba toast and the biscuits and the pretzels, that's also considered pasaba b'kisnin. On that, you can make a baracha, barmi, and mizonos, and al-mechia. Again, if you're kovei asuder and you have enough, the Shulchan Aruch does say that you have to wash and bench. And again, we define kriya suda as the Mishnah Berurah did, that's the Gra. Katan Sofer also posits like that it's eating enough of each of those three categories that it suffices to be considered a meal. So if you're replacing bread with a pie, if you're replacing bread with crackers, if you're replacing bread with cake, at that point the cake, the crackers, and the pie take on the status of bread. It reinvigorates itself to be like bread, and you're going to have to wash. Pizza, practically, it depends how you're eating it. If you're eating it as a meal, as a bona fide meal, my humble opinion is that requires one to wash and to bench. If it's simply as a snack, again, that would be only the bracha, barmi, and mizonos, and al-mechia. Certainly the strongest room to argue that it's an al-mechia is based upon the particular pizza parlor's recipe. And if indeed they are using a significant amount of juice, at that point one would be able to make a bracha, barmi, and mizonos. We'll talk next week about how much exactly additives of juice has to be added to the pizza in order to change the texture and the flavoring in order to make the bracha barmi minizonos. But at the end of the day, it seems to be that this is the call of the hour, and it would depend upon who you are, how much you eat, how much is considered to be eaten for pizza to be considered a meal, and how much is not considered enough in order to make a barmi minizonos. Some people, as we've discussed till this point, when it comes to brachas, they want to get out of their problems, they'll wash on a piece of bread to really make it a bona fide meal, and then they'll eat their pizza within the meal. But again, as I've mentioned, it seems to me that pizza today, certainly in this country, in America, and many of the countries that we visit, has turned into a meal. Although maybe one could argue that originally pizza was made as a snack food, it seems to me that pizza today has become a staple. You buy a pie pizza, you bring it home, and that's the meal. You could have some french fries along with it. But pizza would seem to be a bona fide meal for us in that country, which one would require a washing and benching unless you're eating just a bit of it. Okay, to be continued next week. Thank you, everybody.